The views expressed on the following program are designed to amplify those of the speaker and are not necessarily those of KAAM, KNSN, DJRD Broadcasting, Crawford Media Group, or its sponsors.
Hello, everybody!
I've got sunshine on a cloudy day. When it's cold outside, I've got the month of May.
Here's what's coming up on today's experience, it's Dr. Dave's. Did I say doctor? I guess I did. Dr. Dave's Devotional Diamonds of the Day, also known as DDDDDs, where my daily devotions become some of our spiritual reflections. Sound effects play throughout the show which have nothing to do with life, but the Bible teaches there's a time to laugh. The review of the goofy news, which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think, we hope before the show is over. Life lessons for our faith that we can actually use, but probably won't if we sit on our blessed assurance. Humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? Ask Don. He said yes. Also, Bible trivia for fake and yet somehow real cool prizes, your phone calls, and more.
Living this life, not always easy running.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. My name is Dr. David Spoon, and I will be your host for the next 5,400,000 milliseconds. Get ready for one of the more bizarre experiences on live radio. Here's the key to the show. We don't know what we're doing. We have no idea what's going to happen, and we don't care. But for the next few minutes, I want to talk truth with you. So here we go. We're asking questions about living life as a Christian. That thingy right there, here you go. This is a absolutely brilliant, brilliant question. Get ready. I'm telling you right now, I'm giving you the forewarning ahead of time so you can be prepared. Here it comes. Which person in the Old Testament do you want to have lunch with? Ha! Which person in the Old Testament do you want to have lunch with? Oh, I want to have lunch with that guy, that gal. Who? That's the question. If you think you know, by the way. If you have an idea, by the way. If you have an opinion, a comment, a thought, or a question about that or many other things, you can just reach out and give us a call. 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. Now, when you call 972-445-0770, you'll end up talking to Jammin' Jacob. Talking to Jammin' Jacob is like feeling confident that you have done your very best.
Yay!
Oh, yay!
Thank you, David. Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday to you, my friend. It's not like I'm juggling very much right now. Try about 9 different conversations all over the place just before the radio show starts.
Then you have a busy rest of the week starting tomorrow, right?
It's actually starting as soon as I leave here.
Okay.
It's been this way all week long. But you know what? The Lord's given us great favor. For those that don't know, we're moving. And the reason we tell you we're moving is not so you can feel sorry for me. Aw, Dave's moving. Aw. That's not why. The reason is because we have a change of schedule. So on Thursday and Friday, we are playing some of the absolute best shows we've ever done in 5 years. Now, that's pretty good. So if you've not heard it, or even if you've heard it, we often find that people who listen to the replays get so much more because they're hearing it a second time. So that's kind of a good thing. We feel that's like, oh, what a blessing. On the top of all of that, though, if, in fact, you want to reach out to us and call us, you know you can do that by the 972-445-0770 number. You can also text. Now, why is that important? Well, right now in San Diego, it's 11:35. In Denver, it's 12:35. Dallas, 1:35. In Detroit, 2:35. And now all of those make it 36 because it just turned. Anyway, the bottom line is if you want to reach out to us in Texas, you can do so right now. All you got to do is text 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Non-professional voice coming right now.
214-210-8483.
There you go. That's pretty quiet. Additionally, you can send an email, David, at hemustincrease.org, D-A-V-I-D, David, at hemustincrease, all one, David at hemustincrease.org. So why do you want to call us? Why would you want to text us? Why would you want to email us? It's simple. Perhaps you have a prayer request. You've got stuff going on. I got stuff going on. I need prayer. You got stuff going on. You need prayer. Maybe you've got something that you're excited about. Maybe you've got something that's troubling you. Maybe you've got something you're facing and you have a lot of unsureness. Now, of course, we need to have that confidence in the Lord. But why I'm bringing that up is if I take my faith and put it with your faith, with Jacob's faith, with Don's faith, with the audience's faith, guess what? There's a lot more faith. And what happens with faith? Well, without faith, it's impossible to please God. For those who come to God must believe that he is and a rewarder of those who seek him. Plus, God has chosen the vehicle of faith to do things for, through. Plus, if we have a confidence and a faith in God that's active and real, miracles seem to emerge often. So we want to use that faith. We want to pray about those things. We want to seek the Lord. We pray together because Paul said very clearly in Romans 15:30, join me in my struggle for me by praying for me. That's why we do it. Additionally, praise reports. Now, the coolest thing about praise reports, for sure, the coolest thing is it honors the Lord. That's the coolest thing. The other part of it is it reinforces it in your own life, plus it blesses other people. And you don't have to tell it well. Just tell it and let the Holy Spirit do the empowering part. Don't worry about that. That's also a wonderful opportunity. Maybe the Lord showed you something you want to share. Maybe something's going on. And you're just like, well, you know, this is kind of something that I've been working through or processing, and you just want to share it. All of that stuff is great because on this show, for those that don't know, from a denominational point of view, we are definitely narrow is the way in, but once you're in, it's the body of Christ. So one of you might be part of the elbow, one might be part of the leg, one might be part of the shoulder, one might be part of the ear, might be some of the hair over there and the nostrils over there. I don't know. But we are with one heavenly Father. Jesus said, when you pray, say, our Father. We are blood relatives through the blood of Jesus Christ. We drink of one Holy Spirit. And in fact, the scripture says, keep the unity, which means the unity is already there. And by the way, it's there in the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Keep the unity that's been established. That's what we need to do. So taking care of one another, loving one another, blessing one another, that would be the way to do that. You get me? That would be the way to do that. Now, I'm super excited. Now, I'm excited about the move we're going to make. It's, you know, a lot to get through, but I'm looking forward to. New starts are always cool. No matter what anybody says, they're cool. And you just got to, you know, get through certain points of it, get through certain elements of it. But you don't focus on that. You focus on the Lord. Because if you focus on your situation, it drains your faith. Remember what happened with Peter? Walking on the water. Why? He's a water walker. Took his eyes off of Jesus. Down he goes. That tells you everything you got to know. So we are going to be praying for people. We've got people that have conflicts that they're dealing with. We have people that need prayer for perseverance in their trials. And we have like health issues. We need to pray for Papa again and for Cynthia, who's a friend of Noelle's. And we're going to do that in the next segment, which is like the next 60 minutes over there. But in the meantime, get ready. Buckle up. Sit down, be prepared, because we are now entering one of the great psalms of all time. I love teaching the psalms because they're so connective to us. I mean, with the way that David wrote, with the power of the Holy Spirit, it's so connecting. It's incredible. And guess where we're at? We're at Psalm 51. Wow. Psalm 51, which does tell you, by the way, we're a third of the way through. Just let you know. All right, so let's talk about Psalm 51 before we read into the text. I want to make sure you understand what's going on. We're examining what not just myself, but what everybody, and I'm not putting myself in their category, but every great commentator and scholar, every great teacher considers Psalm 51 an exceedingly pivotal psalm. This psalm is often referred to as the sinner's prayer psalm. And you'll find out that people who do the sinner's prayer, most of that comes from this psalm. It was written, listen to this, by King David after Nathan the prophet confronted him about his actions concerning Bathsheba and Uriah the Hittite. Remember that story? At least 14, if not 18 sins that could be defined that David committed between the seeing Bathsheba when the kings were supposed to be out for war and he was on his rooftop, to having her husband assassinated, to lying about it and everything else. This psalm basically is David's response when he gets called on the carpet by the Lord for doing the dumbest of the dumb. This psalm is typically recognized as a prayer of repentance. And I could probably teach this for so long because it's so good. Because when the Lord confronts you, not other people, this is not a psalm for you to think other people need this. No, you need this. I need this. We need this. Stop thinking about other people. This is your turn, your psalm. When the Lord confronts us, when he challenges us, when he rebukes us, when he disciplines us, which, by the way, he only disciplines those he loves, so much for, oh, love, just accept everything. Really? That's not how God does it. Anyway, back to the track. Here I'm trying to tell you is that what the Lord's doing is he's communicating to us, hey, this is wrong, and it's not okay, and I'm confronting you. So there are a couple of things that happen when you get confronted with sin. And many of you know we've been talking and been teaching in Genesis on Mondays. And so one of the big things that took place in the garden after they sinned was the deflecting, the denial, the blaming others process. And I was talking to somebody on the phone. Let's see, what is today? Today's Wednesday. So I was talking to this person on Monday, and we were doing some counseling on the phone, just like, you know, like love, brotherly, you know, encouraging kind of thing. And I just told this person, I said, listen, I said, if you're living your life and you're thinking about, you know, these things that you've done, you don't sit there and you don't deflect it, you don't deny it, you don't push it to the side, you own it. You own it. And you eat the crow pie as soon as possible. If not, God can turn you into a cow if he wanted to. He doesn't want to, but I'm just telling you. So if the Lord ever confronts you on something, just own it. Stop trying to defend around it. And then stop living in the, if only this, and this is something that people still do today, and we've got to stop doing this, by the way, as Christians. People walk around, they go, well, if only this would have happened. If only God would have done this. If only this person would have done this. If only my wife would have done this. My husband would have done this. My son would have done this. My brother would have done this. My worker would have done this. My boss would have done this. If only this person would have done this. If only, only, only. All that means is that you're bitter. Instead of pushing it onto somebody else, take ownership and say, here I am, Lord. Here's what David said in verse 1, which is why you can't get past verse 1 in this thing. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to your loving kindness. That's how it opens. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to your loving kindness. So we understand mercy. Mercy is on the same coin as grace, but on the opposite side. So grace is getting something you could never deserve. Mercy is not getting the thing you do deserve. So when we're asking for mercy, we're asking not to be judged. We're asking not to be held to the standard that we cannot hold up to anyway. We're asking for that punishment to be removed. That's what mercy is all about. So he says, have mercy upon me, God, according to my good looks. No. My good works. No. All the great things I've done for you and your kingdom. Nope. All the nice things I do in traffic without running people over. Nope. According to your loving kindness. David is not asking for mercy based on his righteousness. In this case, with David and Bathsheba and with Uriah the Hittite, there is no righteousness. He crossed the line so far, so deeply, so intently. He crossed the line so profoundly that the only thing he can do is hope for the loving kindness of God to save him. Think about that. I'll just ask you this question before I finish on this, but just think about this. Do you think that if you were in the room with King David, knowing what he's done and knowing all those things that he's accomplished in the name of the Lord, defeating Goliath, having victory upon victory, having the Lord just bless, I'm just blessing upon blessing, all this stuff. Do you think that you have as many or equal amount or in the ballpark of David for all his good works and all those things? I mean, do you think it would be a pretty tough contest to be better than David, a man after God's own heart? But yet David, in all of his greatness, which, by the way, is connected to Abraham and Jesus, David, in all of his greatness, like, I have no righteousness to stand on. I got nothing. I'm blank. I'm out. I'm done. I yield. That's what David is saying. And so he's reiterating this sentiment, communicating that only through God's mercy can he possibly overcome this situation. Can he possibly find deliverance from this? Can he at any point move forward? And so he throws himself before the Lord. Not his righteousness, not his wisdoms, not his powers, not his great accomplishments. He throws himself before the Lord and says, please, I've done wrong. Have mercy on me. Don't judge me. Don't chasten me in your hot displeasure. Instead, have mercy on me based on your loving kindness. Because that's the only way I can make it. Do you know how important that is for you and I to have that spirit now? That attitude now? We would all do well just to read that first half verse in Psalm 51:1 and say, yes, Lord. Right? Wow. All right, take a deep breath. I told you it was going to be intense. I tried to warn people. I can't say nothing I can say about that. I did tell people. All right, here we go. Here's your first trivia question. By the way, I still think the other question, who did you want to have lunch with from the Old Testament, is a good question. Here's your first one. Let's see if you can do it. This is a fill in the blank like before. He who loves his blank will lose it, but he who hates his life in this world will keep it. He who loves his blank will lose it. And he who hates his life in this world will keep it. John chapter 12, verse 25. John chapter 12, verse 25. If you think you know the answer to that, you are welcome to give us a call. 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. You can also text 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Or you can send an email, david@hemusincrease.org. So I'm going to send you up to the website, and there's a couple things I want to tell you. One of them's a huge blessing for me, so I'll just share it with you. So on the website, there is, of course, a place to give, and we encourage you to give. However, we don't want you to be, oh, I have to give this ministry. They always ask me to ministry, give. Today, the Lord put it on my heart to give in places I've never given before. And you think, well, you're telling me to give in places I've never given before? Yes. it's really cool when you're a steward for the Lord to give and to be sensitive to where he wants you to give. Do that too. We encourage that. We want you to give to us. Of course we do. But we want you to be a steward before the Lord and do it right with the right heart and the right spirit. That's the way you got to do it. So we encourage that. For us, the scripture today for giving is give and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be put into your lap. For with the measure you use, it will be measured back to you. That has to come from God. He's the one that measures. Get it? So we encourage you in that. We encourage you to put in a testimony or a prayer request. We love to pray for people, love to see God active amongst people, the people of God. It's awesome. But also on the website is a link on the very beginning to the new book I wrote, The Faith That Pleases God. And Don, the owner of the station, I'm going to say that. I'm going to brag about it a little bit. Just bear with me. Came in. So this is the third book I've wrote. And he came in and just said, I loved it. And I'm just blessed that somebody said that. That's just a blessing. So I encourage you to get the book. And if you can't afford the book, you tell us and we'll get it for you. That's our commitment, okay? All that on the website. Check it out. HeMustIncrease.org.
Prayer request?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Praise report?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Looking to give to this ministry?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Confused by what's happening right now?
HeMustIncrease.org.
HeMustIncrease.org.
I really wasn't expecting that one.
I wasn't either. I haven't heard that one in a while.
Yeah, that caught me off guard. And it really doesn't make me think very much other than, you know, I don't really want any eggs right now. I'm not really, you know, I just don't know. All right, anyway, so bottom line is here's our trivia question, and I want to make sure you guys are on top of it and connected with me in it. The trivia question is simply this. He who loves his blank will lose it. But he who hates his life in this world, will keep it. What? John chapter 12, verse 25. That's your reference point if you think you know. 972-445-0770. You can also text 214-210-8483. Additionally, you can send an email, David@HeMustIncrease.org. So one thing I do want to do to make sure that we get it done is I want to pray for some people in our audience. We want to pray for Papa. We want to pray for Cynthia. And we want to pray for people to have perseverance in their trial, whether they're legal trials or otherwise, whatever's going on, relationship-wise or otherwise, we want to pray for perseverance at this point. So let's bring it before the Lord and believe him for it. Let's do it. Father, we come before you right now and we thank you and we praise you and we honor you and we glorify your name. And we look at your word, Lord, and we look at that Psalm 51 and we think, wow, based on your loving kindness, Lord, please have mercy on us. We pray that same prayer. We own everything that we've done and deny nothing before you. We acknowledge, and we acknowledge we are fully dependent on the grace and mercy that comes from you through our Lord Jesus Christ. And thank you for that. And Lord, we want to lift up Papa. He's doing better, and then he was doing worse, and now it's kind of up and down, a lot of struggles there. We ask you to bring healing power into Papa's life. Papa's the dad for Aunt Deb. For Aunt Deb's daughter-in-law. We're just asking for your grace upon that family. We ask you for Cynthia, who's facing the toughest of sentences, and that's the end of life. Although she's one of yours already, we still ask for your healing power and that you would give her sustained time. And Lord, we have people that are battling legally. Of course, we ask for perseverance. People who are struggling in finances, just difficulty trying to make it happen. Lord, please pour out abundance of grace, abundance of resources for them. And Lord, there's people that are fighting for their marriage, trying to make the best decisions, doing the right thing before you. Give them tenacity and strength. And Lord, every one of us needs this endurability attitude. Because of you, we can handle it. Because of you, we can face it. because of you, we can face tomorrow. So we're asking for your help for these people, for our people, for your people, for our family. Please help. We need you. We're not begging you. We're believing you. We're trusting you. We're asking you as a child asks his dad. Help us. We're your kids. We need you, Dad. Help us. In Jesus' name, we pray these prayers. Amen and amen. Okay, now let's go back to the trivia question because I want to make sure you guys get this. It's very important. Trivia question, the reference point is John chapter 12, verse 25. It says this, he who loves his blank will lose it, but he who hates his life in this world will keep it. And the answer is he who loves his life will lose it, but he who hates his life in this world will keep it. It's not that you hate yourself. It's that you hate what this world is. All right, we're going to take our break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Hang on. Don't go anywhere.
Since the dawn of the Internet, people have been looking for a website they can be proud of without costing an arm or a leg. People want a quality website to promote their ministry, business, hobby, or passion. Introducing Cowpunch Sites. Cowpunch Sites can help you create and maintain a quality website. From design to security, Cowpunch does it all. Cowpunch is a family-owned and operated business, taking a fresh approach to business. Lots of clients at lower prices. Make mom happy.
The most significant benefit of working with Cowpunch Sites is that you work with real people, not cheesy templates. No outsourcing. It's $57 a month, and there's no setup fee and no cancellation fees. When you go to cowpunchsites.com/dad, that's cowpunchsites.com/dad. That's me. Oh, did I mention that it's $57 a month? Cowpunch Sites, $57 a month, and that's no bull.
Dave, this is a nice radio station.
Oops, sorry. That's Cowpunch Sites, $57 a month, and that's no baloney. There, that's better. Cowpunchsites.com/dad.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
What the issue is this guy hears the gospel from Philip. And in that presentation of the gospel is baptism. That is not negotiable in the sense that there's no way you can remove that. And he responds by saying, I want to be part of this family. I want to be connected to this. I hear the good news. I want the grace and the mercy. I want to do whatever it takes to show my response, not just to you, Philip, but to the entire world. I'm a Christian. And that's what baptism does. And while I think it's dangerous to say, if you're not, you can never get in, because I don't believe that's correct, I also think it's dangerous to say nobody needs to do it. That's incorrect, too. Your baptism is an open proclamation of an inward work. Don't you ever forget, the Lord requires that. If you've never been baptized, get baptized. Don't, we've got to do it right this way. Arrange to get baptized. That's it. If you've never done it, you should do it because it's a declaration of your faith. That's the response to the gospel. You're saying by identifying going down and up in baptism, the end of you, the beginning of him in you. Okay. That just seems like it doesn't even seem like that's complex. I think everybody should just go, yeah, okay, got it.